Well, I've got to record something here, haven't I? I'm standing next to a small, looks like a former Cold War bunker and a lighthouse, and looking out over what's called the Stacks in the most northeasterly point of mainland Britain. What's this place called?
Duncan's Behead.
And you are Andrew. You have the hotel I stayed in last night and was so quiet I slept solidly like a dead person. It's called Sea View. Quiet time of the year this year, though, yeah?
Yeah, very quiet just now. Busy in the summertime, very quiet in the rest of the year.
Gives you a bit of chance to chill out. You've just done the place up, actually, haven't you?
Yeah, fairly recently, yeah.
I can tell everybody's a joiner around here because they've all got nice windows and the hotel smells of fresh wood, fresh cut, joined wood, should I say. So, just a beautiful spot. I mean, what goes on around here? I mean, we can see snow in the distance over there. There's no snow right here because you say the sea air keeps it off.
Yeah, that's right. The salt air keeps the snow away here a fair bit. Further inland, we get a lot of snow, but here we're not too bad.
Feels about minus lots. So let's walk back to the car. I did the finished the Land's End to John O'Groats last night using social media, and the information is on freebies.me. I hitched as well. It wasn't purely social media, but just using the... if you can hear anything, I've got a big-ass spoffle on this, but it's seriously blowing a gale. We're going to head back to the more civilised area and then the airport. I'm getting the plane from Wick, and then I think my tongue's going to freeze, and then down to Edinburgh. So I'll be in Edinburgh for the afternoon. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. It's sunny and bright, but... I feel my skin about to snap off and fly away behind me. It's really worth coming up here off season. I really think so, because you get the whole place to yourself. I had a hotel to myself last night. And the most important thing, you feel a little bit less like a tourist because you can speak to the locals here who know everything about the area and get a little bit more insight. Right, getting back to the car before the hypothermia I nearly got on the trip, it kicks in now. Beautiful seascape.